good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show here on Youth Deer Hunting Day 2012. First of two today and tomorrow in those counties where Sunday hunting is allowed. One antlered or one antlerless white-tailed deer in Region A, which is Garrett, Allegheny, and parts of Washington County, and then three white-tailed deer in Region B, with no more than one being antlered. So the limit today for kids is one buck, two does, or three does, or three antlerless deer, as we call them. And then if you're hunting in the Dorchester County or the Sicadeer Zone, one antlered Sicadeer, one antlerless Sicadeer. Deer taken by junior hunters during the junior deer hunting days do not count towards the regular bow muzzleloader or firearm season bag limits. So we would hope that you are taking your kids out today and doing a little deer hunting. The rut is in full swing, just about. And I say just about because it seems that some guys are saying, oh, the bucks are running like crazy, and other guys are saying, oh, they're not. And well, the rut's in my own estimation, the rut is in absolute full swing. Having toured the butcher shops and taxidermist shops around this state in the last couple weeks, there are some crazy deer coming in there. So there we go. Our number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Any subject is open today. Fishing, hunting, guns, you name it, we've got you covered. And we've picked up a couple of new sponsors, and we really appreciate those folks coming in. C&L Deer Processing in Hampstead and Pete's Cycles having an event. So we're going to talk to you about Polaris with them. And just continue to listen. We have a lot of sponsors today. But right now, let's talk to Kirk in Baltimore. Good morning, Kirk. How are you, my friend?
Hanging in there.
Yeah.
I have two questions for you, one on fishing and one on fishing and hunting.
All right.
I had a chance yesterday. My son gave me a ride up Loch Raven, and I was able to ride around and look, and made me feel bad because this was the time of the year when it was bleak and late fall and winter and early spring. You had the whole place to yourself to fish, and it was really great. I know I've asked you this question before, but I respect your opinion, and I just wanted to hear again. I always take a look at that section that's cut off as far as fishing. It's a substantial body of water.
Yes, it is.
What do you think as far as from the panfish on up? What do you think is in there as far as the maximum size?
You're talking about right there on
the below the number one.
Below the number one. Yeah. I've looked at that, and I can't help but think that is just an unbelievable estuary and whatever else it takes. Now, there may not be solid cover in there for everything to breed accordingly, but the pike family, pike and pickerel, are pretty much free breeders. And I would suggest to you that there are probably, as far as panfish are concerned, being the prolific breeders that they are, there's probably enough food in there to sustain a very good panfish population of big bluegills and big crappies. I know there are plenty of carp there. As far as the major predators, largemouth bass, again, they've got enough forage. Do they have enough cover? That's a good question. And if there are any of the big predators in there, they're king of the swamp.
What size do you think you're looking at?
I think in that section, you have a potential for... are you talking about northerns or what?
I would like you to start with the bluegills and go on.
Okay, bluegills, 10 inches. Crappie, 15 inches. White perch, foot to, you know, maybe 14. Yellow perch, 15 inches and up. Largemouth bass, 6 pound, which is, you know, roughly 24 inches, something like that. Trout, I don't know that there's a lot of possibilities for trout. Maybe some bigger ones that couldn't get eaten. Pickerel, 5 to 7 pounds. Northern pike, 15 pounds, 36 inches, 40 inches maybe.
I'm thinking that there's one special pike that might be pushing 30 pounds in there.
No, you could. I won't disagree with that.
They live a long time, and he doesn't have anything in there to stop him from just beating up on everything in there.
Yeah, exactly right. 30 pounds. Yeah.
The temptation, especially when you're there when there's no one around and it's bleak and it's dreary, the temptation I've always had to sneak in there, and I just couldn't do it. That's not playing according to the rules, and you can't do that. But the temptation to stand there and think of what would the reaction be to a lure?
Yeah, exactly.
They've never seen a lure.
Right.
And this is right in a heart of a developed area where there's so many people around, and there's a body of water like that. It just really gets me going. I know I sound like I'm touched, but
no, not at all.
It really
there. I used to my part of my sales route when I lived in Pennsylvania was up along the Juniata River, and there was a guy up there, I don't know, about an hour west of Harrisburg. He had a little sporting goods store, and he was a truck driver, and I said. I said, Bob, what do these guys use for these big muskies in the river out here? And he said, 30-06.
That's one way to do it. I have one other question for you.
Yes, sir.
I've got a thing over the past of certain fish, and when I used to do a lot of hunting up there in Bedford, is there one particular fish that when you caught it, or one particular deer when you took them that you remembered what happened because it was a special fish or a special animal, that you remembered what it was like that day, and you remember the strike, or you remember the shot, and just every detail, and it's 50 years later, and you still remember everything about that day and that time and what it was like. What tell me?
Yes, I do. My dad and I were in Canada. We were in Val-d'Or, Quebec, on the Ottawa River, and my dad loved fish for walleyes. And we were catching average walleyes. You'd go out in the afternoon or evening, and right next to dark, you'd catch a lot of fish. Or you get up in the morning, and we'd take the boat out, and we'd anchor up on an island, and we'd fish this little sound and catch walleyes. And you'd catch a few mixed northerns and that type of thing. So I bugged him. I was 12 or 13 years old. I think I was 12. Maybe. I can't remember. But I bugged him. Everybody was sleeping in the cabin. I mean, we lived on an island. The stove and the refrigerator were propane. They'd bring our supply. Seriously, they'd bring our supplies every other day and ask us what we needed 2 days later. You know, we're just surrounded by this water, and, you know, we'd walk down to the boat dock and launch the boat. We had any way we could go around the island. Well, everybody was sleeping in the cabin. I said, Dad, I want to go fishing. I want to go fishing. I want to go fishing. So he didn't mind going, so he took me down to, we went down and got the boat and went around the island. And right off of our cabin was a little, like, not an eddy, but a little bit of a side water off the main current of the river, and there was a big rock shelf there, big like a mica shelf, and that's where we went to get our fresh water. We'd pull the boat up on that and walk up into the woods and find fresh water and dip our water. Well, we anchored up off this rock shelf, and my dad is, you know, middle of the afternoon, he's half asleep, and we had rods out. And of course, we had snuck a big bunch of night crawlers up into Canada and illegal to import them at that point, but we had them. And I'm sitting there watching. I said, hey, Dad, you got a bite. I saw the tip of his rod go down. I guess you got a bite. Yeah. I said, can I get it? He goes, okay. So I set the hook, and here comes a walleye about 4 pound. Well, that got his attention. That was the biggest one we'd gotten on a trip. That got his attention. So we start popping walleyes. A school of walleyes moved in, and I don't know how many we caught. But we caught them up to 7 pounds. And my dad never forgot that trip. And what was the most important thing about that trip is that is the trip that I talked to him about. That's the last thing we talked about, or I talked to him about, before he went from this life to the next.
See, that's the kind of thing that you really remember.
And I do.
As sad as it is, it's still special that you ran into fish like that, and you had that and you had that experience.
Exactly.
It just never leaves you. It's like
never left. And he talked about it forever, and so that was a good one for us.
That's a great story.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So I enjoy talking with you. Always listen to you.
Appreciate it, Kirk.
Take care.
All right, buddy. You take care too. Talk to you soon. There goes Kirk. Let's talk to Jeff in Easton. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
Hey, Alan. It's Jeff Plummer. How are
you?
Hey,
Jeff. How are things?
Doing really well. And you?
Good, thank you. Can't complain.
Good. I've got my annual group of wounded warriors that we're taking from Walter Reed down to, we're going to trap today.
Oh, good. Okay.
And we've got a bunch of ducks down there in one of our impoundments. And we've got about 12 soldiers, 6 returning people that love coming back every year. We've got 5 brand new soldiers right out of Walter Reed, getting them out of the hospital for a weekend of reprieve and looking for a good day of shooting some ducks.
No, that's terrific, Jeff. Terrific. Yes, indeed. We had Brandon Long on the cover of the new issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. Brandon is from Indiana, I believe, and he took a nice deer, wounded vet. He took a nice deer out of his chair. We put him on the cover of the magazine, and he actually tells his story in there. And we salute all of our veterans. Any of them traveling with you would like to talk to us?
Yeah, I've got Aaron right here. Would you like to talk to him?
Sure.
Sure, hold on. Hello there.
Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
Doing great.
Good, man. Where are you from originally?
Alabama.
God bless Alabama, that's for sure. Hey, you're going duck hunting today. Have you ever hunted ducks before?
I've never hunted ducks.
You never hunted ducks. Well, you're in for a lot of fun, that's for sure. Now, you're in Walter Reed, and did you serve in Afghanistan?
Absolutely. I was in Afghanistan and Iraq. I got injured in Afghanistan.
Yeah, I understand it. Well, look, you have the gratitude of a grateful nation, and this talk show host especially. My dad served. I never did, but I certainly admire and respect everything you guys do, and I think you're going to have a great time. I hope you enjoy your duck hunt today.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right. Pass that phone to somebody else.
Hello?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm good.
What's your name, sir?
My name's Mark Bargeman. I'm the regional coordinator for Maryland's Commitment to Veterans for the Eastern Shore.
Mark? Is that what you said, Mark? Mark or Mike?
Mike?
Mike. We're talking over each other. Mike or Mark?
Sorry. Mike.
Mike. Okay, Mike. Thank you very much. Have you duck hunted before?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you're working with Jeff to set this hunt up?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I've hunted with some of these guys, and they have an indomitable spirit about them. They are soldiers, they are warriors, and they believe in this country. Patriots, every one of them, and we can't say enough to thank them for their efforts to ensure our freedom here in the United States.
Absolutely. We're happy to have them here, and they become part of our community. And the cool thing about this program is, after 6 years, this is our 6th year, and we still have returning soldiers clear back from the first, second year,
Yep, sure. I was involved with Jeff a little bit on, I think, the first year, and helped them out a little bit. But I got to tell you what, again, I appreciate all the efforts of everybody that is involved in taking these proud veterans out and getting them in the outdoors. So I want you guys to
thanks for getting us on the air. We appreciate it today. They appreciate it, and hopefully we're going to kill some ducks.
Well, send me some pictures. We'll put them in. I publish a magazine called Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and we'll put them in the magazine. Tell Jeff to send me some pictures.
He knows how to get. We'll make sure we got your email, and we'll send you some.
You got it, buddy. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. Have a great day, guys. Right. Have a great hunt.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. What do you think, folks? Great program. Get our veterans into the outdoors. Well, time to take a break. C&L Deer Processing will skin, custom cut, wrap, label, and freeze your deer, and your venison is ready for the freezer. At C&L Deer Processing, your deer is processed by professional meat cutters with over 80 years of experience. These guys have been cutting a long, long time. Have your deer made into jerky, Slim Jims, chipped deer, sausage, deer hot dogs, bologna, a jalapeno and cheddar bologna, which is a favorite of a friend of mine, kielbasa, smoked jalapeno kielbasa, smoked bratwurst. You know, I've had most of these. I can tell you, they are delicious. I have a freezer full of stuff now. C&L Deer Processing has even more tasty items you can request. Sweet Lebanon bologna, pepperoni sticks, maple-flavored breakfast links, Old Bay sausage links, great on the grill. Take your deer to C&L Deer Processing. That phone number is 410-374-6424. Now, C&L Deer Processing is on Carroll Street in Hampstead, Maryland, Carroll County, just up Route 30 from Reisterstown. C&L is an FHFH donation center, participates in the Doe Harvest Challenge. That's C&L Deer Processing, 410-374-6424. Big Buck Scents Cold Scent has a fast-growing reputation for attracting big Maryland bucks. Several friends of mine have used Cold Scent with great results. Big Bucks. Maryland's Eastern Shore is home to Big Buck Scents. Big Buck Cold Scent is different than those mass-produced bottles you see on every shelf. First, it's one deer to one bottle. That's a 4-ounce bottle, too. Plenty for the rut. Now, the deer urine is collected and immediately refrigerated. It's kept cold, and the vital elements will not break down and become less attractive. Trust me, there's a science behind all this. Big Buck Scents arrives at your local dealer cold in its own refrigerator. You keep it cold till you use it, and you will see the results. Try Cold Scent Vanilla Bean, Doe in Heat, Dominant Buck, or Doe Pea in the 4-ounce bottle. For more information, visit the website BigBuckScents.com or visit your local dealer. Ask for and use Cold Scent by Big Buck Scents. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
The National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show is coming to Frederick, Maryland, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Kids under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org for more information.
In Baltimore, rush hours are from noon to 3. Weekdays with the Rush Limbaugh Show and Saturdays at noon with Rush's Week in Review, only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. And she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, And honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's the sexiest tree.
My baby looks good in camouflage. Hey, for those of you that might have a little property somewhere, maybe a lease or something, that you would like to promote the growth of wood ducks, the Maryland Wood Duck Initiative is run by a fellow by the name of Cliff Brown. Now, Cliff Brown was actually nominated by Field and Stream for one of its Conservationists of the Year. He didn't win the grand prize, the Toyota pickup truck, but he was given a $5,000 for his efforts in wood duck restoration. The wood duck website, Maryland Wood Duck Initiative, is www.mwdi.net. MWDI, Maryland Wood Duck Initiative, MWDI. They are trying to get an order together for lumber and duck boxes. For those of you who might be interested in working that into your program on your property for next season, assembled wood duck box is $33. The kit, if you buy it yourself and want to assemble it, is $25. And if you just want to buy the lumber, it's $21. You must cut it and assemble it. They also have bluebird boxes. Assembled bluebird boxes are $17.50. The kit is $10, and the box lumber is $6.50. You can email Clifton A. Brown, Clifton A. Brown, Cliff Brown, he's the principal, at AOL.com. And he can also be reached at his office in Washington, D.C. However, the MWDI.net website has all this information. It can tell you, it can give you assembly instructions and that type of thing. So I just wanted to pass that along, that we got this information. This wood duck initiative has helped increase the population of wood ducks in Maryland. Despite a population crash, those who have the boxes are finding good nesting success for wood ducks for you waterfowl hunters. So, 410 WCBM 680, did I mention we are giving a muzzleloader away the end of this month? And anybody who calls in gets entered in the contest. You got to call, leave your phone number so that we can contact you in case you win, and then go on the air, simply say hi. Anything that concerns you, we'd love to talk to you about. We are taking calls from kids on their way to the Happy Hunting Grounds. Oh, maybe that was wrong. We want to talk to kids who are on their way for early deer season. So if you're in the car and I want to go on the air, we'd love to hear from you and get in the muzzleloader contest. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. 1-800-WCBM 680. 1-800-922-6680 is our phone number. All right. Let me ask you a question. What do you think that Rajan Al-Tulib Byrd, David Edward Corbin IV, Adam Lee Kreitz, Howard James Dowling, Joseph Vincent Resch, and Kendra K. Walltower all have in common? What do you think those folks all have in common? Well, all of them were fishing a put-and-take trout stream during closed season in Allegheny County, every single one of them. And all these trout poachers were caught. And they all got 180 days suspension on their fishing licenses through the recreational suspension system. Now, Fetterman Cardenas Mejia in Anne Arundel County was caught possessing undersized striped bass. He got 365-day suspension, which means no fishing for a year. Frank Lewis Hessler, Sung Tang Jun, Richard Allen Kaczynski, Ernesto Machado Larin, Scott Glenn Mitchell, Fermin Cardenas Mejia, he got caught possessing striped bass, undersized striped bass, and lost his license for a year. Frank Louise Hessler and Sun Tang Jun, they lost their license for 90 days for possessing female crabs. Richard Allen Kaczynski from Anne Arundel County, well, he got caught on a Wednesday and lost his license for 30 days. He was using crab traps. Maybe he just didn't know. Ernesto Machado Larin, he was possessing female crabs and lost his license for 90 days. Scott Glenn Mitchell, Anne Arundel County, recreational crabbing on Wednesday, 30-day suspension. Keith Shorter, Regendren Moses, possessing striped bass in closed season, 365-day suspension. And on it goes. On it goes. I could read all these names. That was the first 13. And maybe I should. But right now, we've got to take some phone calls. Let's talk to Jeff in Baltimore. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Yourself?
Good. What's up?
Well, I had a question. Kind of sounds a little silly in a way, but I had seen, I called you a few weeks ago. I'm kind of getting into the bow hunting a little bit.
Right.
And unfortunately, I purchased a used bow over the internet. And
oh, no. Why did you do that?
Well, just a starter, but it was real cheap, luckily. But the Bass Pro guy, told me it was a little bit, the limbs were a little bit bent and it would be dangerous to shoot. So live and learn.
Yeah. Yeah. I hesitate buying anything on the internet like that unless it's brand new and unless you know exactly what you've got to fit that will fit you.
Well, that's the reason I bought it, because I did go get fitted there at a known place, and I did some studying, but I didn't study that part, so I brought it over to the expert, and he said, well, he didn't let me even practice in his range because he said, it would look like it wasn't like perfect and it wouldn't work out right, and then he kind of made me believe that probably wouldn't be smart to even take a chance shooting it, so I'd have string bust on me and hurt me bad.
That's right. Exactly right.
Don't want to do that. And I guess, the problem is, or the challenge is, those dang compound bows are magnificent, but they are quite expensive, and I'm going to run into a problem there. $300 to $500 you can get is just a starter.
That's right. Exactly right. Yep.
I'm not quite sure how to necessarily enter the field of this hunting world, given that situation.
Jeff, can you send me an email?
Sure.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can help you out.
Okay, I appreciate that. And now here's an interesting thought. Well, I live in near one of the city parks, and I happen to stumble upon, and it's a lovely park, but you wouldn't think, well, you see a lot of animals in the inner city Baltimore area. And I saw an 8-point broad buck in broad daylight right 20 yards from me while I was in my car. I stopped and pulled back and was staring right at it. It was a magnificent creature.
Yes.
And a place where, there's woods there, but it's the city.
Oh, I understand. I know exactly what you're talking about.
And, of course, my mind was wandering. I was on the GPS satellite looking at all these different parks and various wood lots in the city.
Yeah.
What is the hunting rules in Baltimore City, if any?
See, now that's the second question. And I never did look it up. I apologize, Jeff. But I would say if it's a county park or a city park, you probably will not be able to obtain permission, written permission on private property. And I'm not sure that there's any public land available in Baltimore County and Baltimore City, for that type of hunting.
I wouldn't think so.
What's that?
I wouldn't think so either.
Yeah.
But I can actually practice tracking. I kind of looked back. I went back to the spot this morning.
Yeah.
There's a lot of practice tracking and things one can still do.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Camera. This was I've never seen a live buck actually before, and this one was up close, and it was broad over there in a certain large city park.
Yeah, I understand.
Man, yep. But all right, well.
All right, buddy. Well, send me an email and get my mind working in that direction so I can answer some questions intelligently for you. How's that sound?
That's wonderful. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Bye-bye. There he goes. Walt in Catonsville, crabbing and trout fishing, and then John in Ellicott City, and then Charles in Baltimore. Hang on, guys. Probably have to take a break in here pretty soon. Go ahead, Walt.
Morning, Alan.
Yes, sir.
I've got two questions.
Okay.
One is, are the crabs still running? Can I still catch them on a trout line?
I'm not sure what the recreational season is there, buddy. I really don't know. If they're in season, yeah, you sure can.
Wow. Do you feel they're still in shallow enough water, 10, 12 feet?
Yeah, because it's not been that cold for that long.
Right. The water's about 58.
Yeah.
Also, it's the same question your last caller had. I had some duck hunting opportunities along a railway.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, and it's in the city limits, but there's nothing within a mile of it.
I don't know the answer. I mean, who owns the property?
I guess railroad.
I guess so. There you go. You get written permission from the railroad, you should be good.
All right, Alan.
All right, Walt. Sorry about that.
If somebody would call in and tell me if the crab season's over,
appreciate it. I think recreational crabbing is probably over now that we're into November. I think the end of October was the last hurrah there.
You think the rock?
I publish Crab Magazine, and I don't have that information at the tip of my fingers. I mean, I could probably go check it out during the break and maybe answer during the next hour. So we'll see what we can do.
Also, you think in my normal haunts I still take some rockfish?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Well, thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
See ya. There he goes. And we'll go to John in Ellicott City, and then Charles in Baltimore. You'll have to wait because we do have to take a very important break. Go ahead there, John.
Hey, Alan. How
John,
you doing,
good,
Alan?
Man. What's up?
Your first caller was talking about the size of those fish.
Yeah.
And I thought of a little story. I think you'll get a kick out of it. Hadn't thought of it in years. Many years ago, I went down to South Carolina with a couple of guys to go boar hunting.
Yep.
And going through one of the states where fireworks are legal, and I'm not a fisherman, we pull over to the shop, and these two guys went through there, and they were like kids in a candy store. And the father, he's walking around saying, "I want the most powerful. I want the most powerful firecrackers you have."
Right.
And he's filling up this basket. He goes up to pay for it, and the lady behind the counter says, "You boys aren't going to use them fishing, are you?" And, of course, it went right over my head.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no. So we go out, and I said, "What is this about fishing?" He says, "Boy, haven't you ever heard of a DuPont sinker?"
Yeah, a DuPont sinker. That's exactly right. Yeah.
I went to go hunting, but I learned an awful lot about poaching fish.
Uh-huh. And not in the cooking sense either.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
So
yeah.
I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
A DuPont sinker.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Yeah, the old story about the poacher that was accused of using dynamite to fish, and he went out one day with the game warden. And the game warden was, you know, he was all ready to write a ticket. And he says, "Well," he said, "I'm just a little concerned about you." And the guy goes, "Why?" He says, "I hear you use some unorthodox methods to go fishing." He goes, "What do you mean?" "Well," he said, "just let's see how we go here during the day." So the guy, you know, they're fishing with rod and reel for a while, and guy reaches in his tackle box. The old poacher reaches in his tackle box, and he takes out a stick of dynamite, and he lights it. And the game warden looks at him, and he goes, "What are you going to do with that?" And he hands it to the game warden. The game warden goes, "What do you want me to do with that?" The game warden, and the poacher looks at the game warden, and he says, "Are you going to talk or fish?"
I'm going to fish,
yeah. All right, buddy.
You going to be at the NRA show this year?
Yes, sir. We'll have a booth set up there.
I'll stop by and see you.
Beautiful, John. Thanks.
Take care, man.
Bye-bye. There he goes. All right, guys. Hang on there. We got to do this. Hey, the best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2013 have arrived. They're at Pete's Cycle right now, just in time for the Polaris holiday sales event. You can get financing as low as 2.99% on all Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides, including the new 2013s. Plus, rebates up to $1,000 on select 2012 models. You heard right. Financing as low as 2.99% and rebates up to $1,000 on legendary Sportsmen, powerful Rangers, razor-sharp razors, and the industry's most complete collection of youth models. Hurry to Pete's Cycle Company in the town of Bel Air, Baltimore, and Severna Park before December 31st for low financing and huge rebates on the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Now, don't miss the Polaris Holiday Sales Event Saturday, December 1st, for even bigger savings. This offer ends December 31st. Rebates vary by model. Financing is and rates are based on credit worthiness. See Pete's Cycle for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet. Be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde Sports Shop is not only your Browning full-line dealer and has every Browning firearm for the upcoming hunting season, but they also carry firearms for home protection. If you're looking for an AR-style rifle by the major manufacturers or a semi-automatic handgun or a revolver, you can certainly find all that at Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They'll walk you through the process on how to obtain a firearm, and you too can be protected. 410-242-6100 108 is their phone number. ClydeSports.com is the website, www.ClydeSports.com. Find them at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That's Clyde Sports Shop, not only your full-line Browning dealer, but your full-line firearms, rifles, pistols, and handguns as well.
The Poole family continues the family tradition established by Sam Poole at Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg. The full-service deer processing shop is located on Bollinger Mill Road off Route 32. Sam's Deer Processing has cut well over 40,000 deer. They know how to quickly skin, cool, and hang your deer as soon as possible for the best-tasting venison. They let your deer age to perfection, then cut it to your specifications. If you want deer jerky, deer sausage, deer hot dogs, deer snack sticks, smoked deer hams, and much more, take your deer to Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg between Westminster and Eldersburg. Sam's Deer Processing also holds the secret recipe for Maryland's most popular deer bologna. Now, if you happen to bag that trophy buck, you're worried about where you can have the hide and cape safe for the taxidermist, Sam's can handle it. Sam's Deer Processing in Carroll County is the whole package, custom-cut venison with all the specialty venison products to last throughout the year. Take your deer to Sam's Deer Processing or call 410-795-4670. That's 410-795-4670 for Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg.
It's the Doe Harvest Challenge. Deer hunters, by legally harvesting a doe and donating the meat, you not only feed hungry people in Maryland and please local farmers by reducing crop damage, now you could win valuable prize packages this season. Doe Harvest Challenge offers $5,500 in prizes with 18 chances to win. This contest is limited to 13 counties. If you hunt in Carroll, Frederick, Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, St. Mary's, or Prince George's counties, or in Queen Anne's, Kent, Caroline, Talbot, Dorchester, Wicomico counties on the shore, and you harvest to doe, all you have to do is donate your deer through a participating FHFH deer processor. Every 3 weeks, an up to $300 winner will be drawn in each of the three regions, plus a $500 grand prize package to one lucky hunter in each region. Participating deer processors have entry cards to fill out in their shops. You can enter every doe you donate within the Region B bag limits all season long. The 2012 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Farm Bureau, Maryland Grain Producers Utilization Board, the Maryland Soybean Board, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, contact the Maryland Farm Bureau, 410-922-3426.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Are you looking for the truth? Find it every weekday afternoon from 3 to 6 here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your hands start shaking. Your heart gets to pumping. Your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck Fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck Fever, have you praying to the Lord?
Good morning, Charles. How are you, sir?
Good morning. I'd like to get into the contest.
You are, sir.
And I want to tell you that at my age, you are now all my hunting and fishing experiences.
Oh, my.
I want to know what your opinion is on Obama being reelected and his effect on the Second Amendment.
Hopefully he'll have no effect on the Second Amendment. However, I don't think, I do believe he will try to affect the Second Amendment. I got a lot of emails since the election about the UN arms trade agreement and a number of things like that. I'm hopefully be able to clear that up next hour. But I know that the assault weapon ban is going to come up again. And the only stopgap we have at this moment is the House of Representatives. And I hope they have the same resolve that they've had for the last 2 years. And I hope they've grown a set to even stand even more firm for what's right in this country. What do you think?
I hope so.
Yep.
Your program is my connection to the world.
Oh, my.
I love listening to you, and thank you so much for your contributions.
Charles, thank you. You are the most interesting man in the world.
Thank you.
Take care.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Captain Seaweed wants to talk. Captain, hold on a minute. Jim, go ahead. Crossbows.
Yeah,
Middle River.
Good morning, Alan.
What's up, Jim?
I'm 61. I decided I was going to get into bow hunting.
Yep.
For deer, but I've got a bad wrist. And,
yep.
I'm left eye dominant, but I'm right-handed. So,
okay.
You know, which eye can you shoot, close both of them. So I decided to go crossbow.
Right. Good choice. Good selection.
Yeah, 330 foot per second. I thought that would be more than adequate.
Much more.
But my question is on targets for practice, because I don't want to just go out in the woods.
Right.
I shot it at the range at the store where I bought it, and it zeroed in fine. It's got a scope, so it's not open sights or anything. But my question is, what kind of target? I see these self-healing targets, and some of them are for broadheads and field points.
Yeah.
And my question is, why would you use a broadhead on target, even though you're going to be using them in the woods? Wouldn't that just dull it?
Well, not necessarily. You want to make sure that the arrow shoots the same with the broadhead and the field point, and that's the reason for using a broadhead. Sometimes the broadhead can plane, catch air on the way to the target.
Okay.
And that is why you want to make sure that your broadheads shoot just like your field points. As far as dolling the broadheads, no. But you are going to have a difficult time getting the broadheads out of the target. So make sure you buy one, number one, that is strong enough to stop a crossbow bolt.
Right.
Because some of the 3D targets you can shoot right through. Some of the bag targets you can shoot right through. So I would buy one of the block-type targets. And
that's why I was calling
to
get a recommendation if you have one.
Yes, sir. I would go with the manufacturer's suggestion on that. If it says it can handle a crossbow, that's a good thing. And you want to find one that's going to be easy to pull that arrow back out of with that broadhead on it, and especially if you're using an expandable broadhead. As far as dulling the broadheads, there are many of these broadheads, including the expandables, that will give you a practice set of practice blades that you can practice with, and then you just simply replace the blades when you're ready to go hunting.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Do you have any experience with the self-sealing targets?
I have not. No, I have not. I already know that my expandable broadheads shoot the same as my field points. I use a bag target with my crossbow and a 3D deer target, but only use field points on it.
Okay.
Okay.
When I qualify each year,
I have to use broadheads to qualify for managed hunts. And this year I had two occasions where broadheads shot directly through the 3D deer target because it had been hammered so hard by practice.
Yeah.
So, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you much.
Thanks, Jim. Bye-bye. There he goes. Captain Seaweed, good morning. How are you, sir?
Hey, Alan. How are you doing this morning?
Good, buddy. What's up?
Okay, first off, I want to let you know, bingo, crab season's over with December 31st.
Oh, okay. December. All right.
That's it. Now, what I wanted to ask you in regards to my first shipment of Shincoteague oysters is going to be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything about the Shincoteague oysters yet?
No, I haven't, sir. Nope, I have not. I haven't heard anything about them. You'll be the first to know.
Okay.
All right.
That's all. Alan, I haven't been listening to you too much because I haven't been doing too much work, but I'm into my oysters now, so I'll be bugging you regularly.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Cap.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye-bye. There you go. All right. We got to do this. Hey, the best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2013 have arrived. They're at Pete's Cycles right now, just in time for the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. You can get financing as low as 2.99% on all Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides, including the new 2013s, plus rebates up to $1,000 on select 2012 models. You heard right. Financing as low as 2.99% and rebates up to $1,000 on the legendary Sportsman, the powerful Rangers, the razor-sharp razors, and the industry's most complete collection of youth models. Hurry to Pete's Cycle Company in the town of Bel Air, Baltimore, and Severna Park before December 31st for low financing and huge rebates during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. And don't miss our Polaris Holiday Sales Event Saturday, December 1st. For even bigger savings. Offer ends December 31st. Rebates vary by model. Financing and rates are based on credit worthiness. See Pete's Cycle for details. PeteCycle.com, too. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riding. Riders age 16 and older always wear a helmet. Be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use. Hey, it's Waterfowl Weekend, and not because the season opens. It's the week before the major goose season opens. But Sean Mann is busy. He's busy in the shop and busy online taking orders and requests for hunting trips. You, too, can get involved at Sean Mann, SeanMann.com. Or you can call the office, 800-345-4539, to learn about the great Eastern Shoreman goose call and all the duck and goose calls from Sean Mann Outdoors. www.seanmann.com, 800-345-4539. Not too late to learn how to use an Eastern Shoreman or add one to your arsenal. SeanMann.com. The Buck Bomb is the hottest deer scent technology on the market. The Buck Bomb is pure deer urine manufactured in an aerosol spray. Now, the Buck Bomb, distributed in this molecular form, gives whitetails the opportunity to follow the scent trail to your stand site. The delivery rate and the large broadcast area cannot be duplicated with liquid, solid, or gel scents. Buck Bomb Doe Pea and Vanilla Curiosity work well any time to disguise your odor. Pick up a can of Young Buck or Acorn Rage for the bow season. For early muzzle loader, the dominant buck scent will challenge other bucks to seek you out. And now the heart of the rut through firearm season, try Doe and Estrus or Bone Collector Buck Bomb. Visit your local outdoor retailer or you can order online at buckbomb.com. Learn more about the Buck Bomb, or you can call 866-850-6653. And fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick from the makers of Buck Bomb. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart, increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. If you love the great outdoors, you'll love the National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show. It's 3 big days of hunting and fishing excitement, January 25th through the 27th at the Eventplex at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. The first 200 attendees each day receive a free Drury Outdoors DVD. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Children under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. Renew your NRA membership at the show for $35 and receive a free weekend pass to show. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, 1 to 7 p.m. on Friday, January 25th, 9 to 7 on Saturday the 26th, and 9 to 5 on Sunday, January 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org for more information. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Mark Levin inviting you to join me every weeknight from 7 to 9 with the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680, WCBN.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stomp them out and you can't make them run. Cause women, more boys raised on shotgun. We say grace and we say ma'am, and you ain't in the
All right. Let's see. We got Claude on line two. There he is. And then we got Butch and Joptown. Good morning, Claude. How you doing?
Hey,
what's up?
I think that they, during the Hurricane Sandy, I thought they did commercial crowding for like another week, if I was correct on that.
Right.
But I'm not sure about the other issue, but I think Captain Seaweed answered that.
Yeah, recreational crab until the end of December. Yep. What's up?
But the thing with this Sandy was terrible up in New York, and FEMA, you know what that stands for, right?
I'm sure you're going to tell me. Keep it clean.
Oh, it is. The Federal Emergency Messed Up Agency.
Yeah, that's true. Exactly right.
I mean, that's terrible.
I know. I agree with you. I'm seeing the stories. Yep.
And people can't even protect themselves. They have to get guns and sleep under because they have no electric.
And people and their looters out there. I know. It's a horrible situation. So.
And the stupid thing I heard was that mayor that said that he was going to have a race.
Yeah, well, that's that. They quickly. Well, that guy's an idiot anyway. So I said the guy's a billionaire, but he's an idiot.
Oh yeah, well, you know, the smarter they are, the dumber they are usually.
I got you. All right, Claude.
All right, pal. Have a good weekend.
Thanks for checking in. I appreciate that. Let's see, Butch, how are you, sir? Thanks for waiting. What's up, Butch? Hello.
Yes. When I was 15 years old, my father took me hunting for the first time.
Yeah?
And I got a deer.
Oh, man, that's great.
I was sitting down, and I shot him in the neck.
Wow. Great
and
story.
I took him to the old Eddie's supermarket in Herondale.
Yeah.
And I fell butchered for us for
$2.
$2. I'll never forget that.
That's great. That's been a while, huh?
Oh, it's been 50 years ago.
Yeah, I hear you, man. So, well, was it a buck or a doe? Do you remember?
4-point buck.
Oh, man. Good for you. Good for you. First time you went hunting.
The Lord was with me.
Yes, he was. Yes. That's for sure.
I enjoy your show.
Thanks, Butch. I appreciate the call. Thanks for holding.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes, Butch. I think we're about done for this this hour as far as calls are concerned. There's the music. So those of you on hold, stay on hold. We'll answer your calls, get your numbers during the break. We will get you in the contest, and then when we come back, you can go on the air. Thanks for sticking with us. Busy Saturday, and we thank you very much for your participation. And when you hear our sponsors, make sure you, if you can use their services, make sure you check in with them, tell them you heard about them on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. My name is Alan Ellis, and you can reach me on email, Ellis@EllisOutdoors.com. And EllisOutdoors.com is the headquarters for the Outdoorsman Radio Show, the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, and Maryland Loves Craig.